Today is Friday, January 14th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So I'm still a little bit excited about the snow. And I don't know why. I don't even know why, because the only thing I do in snow is snow ski. And we don't have any snow ski. We don't have ski resorts or ski mountains or anything around here. It wouldn't make sense because it doesn't. We do have the Ozark Mountains that are very close to us. We're, I don't know what we're called. I would say we're on the right where it flattens out from the Ozark Mountains. So foothills is coming to my mind. But I'm not really sure if that's correct. And, but it's a little bit hilly where I am. But if you go to the east just a little bit, then you get into the Ozark Mountains. And if you go a little bit north, you know, anyway. But even those, they're not, I don't know the actual elevation, but they're not tall enough to get full-time snow in the winter. Like, you know, in Colorado or Utah or places like that where they have these, you know, tall mountains, they're going to get snow in those mountains every year because the elevation is high enough that anytime there's moisture, it's going to be snow. We don't have that in the Ozarks. But all that to say, I can't ski here. I have to go to Colorado or something like that. And, so I'm not, it's not like I'm going to go out and build a snow fort or a snowman or something like that, but it's just something we get rarely and it's beautiful. And I feel like it's very peaceful. I feel like after it snows, because I know in places like South Dakota where Kathy Bacon lives and, you know, places that get snow all the time, I know immediately they're having, you know, people, the road maintenance people go through and all of the snow or ice or whatever is cleaned from the road. And so you have all this nastiness on the side of the roads and all that. But when it snows here, especially if it's going to go away fairly quickly, you don't really get all of that. You don't really get all of that. And if people decide not to go out because they don't want to drive on it, you look out and there's just a blanket of snow on everything, even the road. And it looks so beautiful and calm and peaceful. And so I like that. I like getting a hot chocolate, looking out the window, you know, curling up to some Netflix with the window open. Not open, but I mean the blinds open so you can see. And I enjoy it. Anyway, so theoretically, we have an 80% chance of snow tomorrow morning. And so I'm still, you know, excited about that. But because of that, and we don't know what the roads are going to be like, I think they're going to be fine because it's only 1 to 3 inches. And we usually get the lower end of those numbers. So we may get like 1 inch or something. And I feel like the road is going to be fine. The only thing is, it's going to cool down a whole lot. It's going to be right around freezing during the day when it's snowing, even a little bit above freezing. But then in the evening, it's going to go down to like 21. And if the road is wet with like a wet snow and then it freezes in the middle of the night, getting up the next day and trying to go to church, for instance, in a sports car is probably not happening. But all that being said, Mark said, "Hey, do you think we should do our grocery shopping tonight? Because we normally shop on Sundays." And he said, "Do you want to go ahead and do our grocery shopping so that we beat the snow?" So we're going to do that. But every time we have an idea, that's the same thing that other folks are doing. So I know we're going to go to the store. And everyone is going to be doing the grocery shopping. It's going to be a madhouse. They're probably going to be running out of stuff. They're going to be people. And you know, it's Arkansas. Nobody's wearing a mask. Mark and I will be like the only ones wearing a mask. It's going to be full because everyone's going to be preparing for the snow tomorrow because we never get snow. And so I can only imagine what it's going to be like. I'll have to let you guys know, you know, what it was like. But we're going to do that, and then I have Mix Minus later that I need to do a little bit of preparation for, actually, because I need to go in. There's an article that I need to read because I think we're going to talk about something political where Daniel had found an article and he wanted to discuss it, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet. And so I need to do that and think of some stuff to talk about on Mix Minus later. So last night, after I recorded, you know, it was a pretty uneventful night. We've been watching this show on HBO, and I can't decide if we finished the show last night, and I still can't decide if I really like it, or, you know, if I'm okay with it, I hate it. I'm not really sure. I feel like it's very artsy. Like the director was trying to be very, there's lots of, it's very popular nowadays to have mixed timelines in a show. I feel like, and somebody's going to correct me on this, but I feel that before This Is Us, it was more rare to have TV shows with all these flips back and forth between past and you know, and past, present, future, you know, kind of things where you don't even know. You're like, huh, is this the past or is this the future or is this present? Like, where are we? And I feel like, you know, This Is Us came along and every episode flips back and forth between when they were young and when they're old, and even goes further to when they're older sometimes. And I feel like after that, all the shows wanted to do that. They're like, oh, we're going to do that too. And then you're having to think, you know, Witcher came along and it was like a flip back and forth between past and present and future. And this show that I'm talking about is called, oh gosh, now I'm going to forget the name. I'm going to forget the name of it. Station 11. And it's about a flu. It's very close to home because it's about a flu that comes along and kills a huge percentage of the population. Apparently, if you get this flu, you die. Like, there is no, it's not like, oh, some people survive, some people don't. It's like, no, if you get the flu, you're dying, you know, full stop. And it follows this little girl and her journey. You know, spoiler alert, she did not get the flu, but it spends a lot of time flipping back and forth between when the flu happened and 20 years later. And I don't know, it's just very, and I don't know, the people who survived, there's this group of people who survived and they form this troupe of actors and they only perform Shakespeare. And they travel around in a circle, like around this lake, and they take a year to get all the way around it. I think it's Lake Michigan or something. But anyway, they, and maybe it's not Lake Michigan, but it's a lake. And they perform at all of these, you know, colonies or whatever, where people have settled. And it's very artsy in that way. Why would you, okay, I survived the apocalypse. I survived flu. Now I'm going to join a Shakespeare troupe, you know? Anyway, and it flips back and forth and you find out, you know, how these characters are connected and all this kind of stuff. And there's kind of a cult situation going on with children and I don't know. We watched that last night. We also watched RuPaul. We started RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't know what season it is, but we watched that and I felt bad because there's this guy on there who is tiny and skinny and, you know, all of those things and young. And I made the comment. I said, he looks weird. And Mark even said, you know, he looks old and young all at the same time. How is that possible? And then later in the episode, he says he struggled with a chronic illness for his entire, you know, young life and had a kidney transplant and all this stuff. I was like, oh, that's why he looks weird. I shouldn't be making fun. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.